Picture a project team gearing up for a big client presentation. Everyone is under pressure, but one team member starts whispering doubts. Are we sure Sarah's plan is solid? I would do it differently. Later, they tell the manager privately, honestly, I don't think Tom is really pulling his weight. Soon, the team is on edge. Trust evaporates, fingers point sideways. The deadline is missed, not because of poor skills, but because one person quietly chipped away at cohesion. Meet the saboteur. Sometimes they sit in the manager's chair, sometimes they appear at the table, sometimes they are the subordinate undermining upward. Wherever they appear, their behavior corrodes the group from within. You are listening to The Mammoth in the Room, a podcast dedicated to sharing science-backed leadership strategies for real-world success. Welcome back to The Mammoth in the Room, where we explore leadership lessons that stand the test of time. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, CEO of Mammoth Leadership Sciences, and this is another episode in our ongoing series on difficult leadership situations. These episodes don't run in a neat row. Instead, they drop in between our other mini-series, spotlighting those tough behaviors that leaders, teams, and organizations often struggle to manage. We've covered the gunner, the selfish jerk, and the piggyback rider. Today, we turn to the saboteur, the colleague or boss who undermines, erodes, and destabilizes. And remember, all these difficult types can appear at any level, as manager, as peers, or subordinates. That's what makes them so challenging to handle. And one quick reminder before we dive in, this fall, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching our online Leadership Academy. The first course is designed to help leaders like you to decode the psychological and biological evolutionary traps that hold organizations back. Stay tuned. Now, let's put in the frame. What's the evolutionary roots of undermining? Why do people sabotage others? From an evolutionary lens, undermining behavior often stems from status competition. In primate groups, when a rising individual threatened an alpha, subtle tactics like gossip, coalition building, rumor spreading helped incumbents maintain dominance without direct fight. In humans, envy and fear of being eclipsed are powerful triggers. Neuroscience research shows that envy activates threat and pain circuits in the brain. Undermining becomes a way to level the field by pulling others down instead of lifting oneself up. At its core, the saboteur is acting out an ancient instinct. Protect your relative position in the tribe, even if it weakens the tribe itself. Now, here is the research. What do we know about sabotage? Organizational psychology calls this behavior social undermining. Actions intended to hinder, over time, the ability to build positive relationships, maintain reputation, or be effective at work. Research shows undermining by leaders, like belittling or sowing doubt, directly erodes trust and commitment among employees. It correlates with higher turnover and lower performance. Peer undermining produces conflict spirals. Targets of undermining often retaliate, creating cycles of hostility and distraction. And then subordinate undermining, yes, it happens, can take the form of withholding information from a manager, bad-mouthing them to peers, or quietly resisting instructions. This upward sabotage undermines leadership legitimacy and creates confusion. Recent studies also highlight envy-driven sabotage. Bosses low in self-confidence are more likely to undermine creative subordinates out of fear of being outshined. And across contexts, sabotage predicts emotional exhaustion and reduced psychological safety for everyone on the team. Now, let's talk about the dynamics. How does it play out today? The saboteur can appear anywhere. As a manager, they may downplay a team member's ideas to preserve their own authority or quietly set colleagues against each other to stay in control. As a peer, they whisper doubts, spread rumors, or chip away at others' credibility. The team's cohesion collapses under a fog of mistrust. As a subordinate, they resist passively, withhold critical details, or highlight the boss's mistakes to higher up. The leader spends more time managing politics than guiding the team. The result is the same. Innovation slows, stress spikes, and trust corrodes. Teams plagued by sabotage become reactive rather than creative, focused on defending themselves instead of collaborating. All right, let's talk about strategies. How do we confront and contain the saboteur? How can leaders and teams counter this behavior? Four strategies stand out. One, name it. Don't nibble around it. Research shows that toxic behaviors thrive in ambiguity. Leaders should clearly label undermining behaviors when they appear. That sounded like an attempt to discredit. Let's stick to the facts. Naming behavior makes it visible and less powerful. Number two, flood the system with transparency. Saboteurs thrive in shadows. Sharing information widely, documenting decisions, and practicing open communication removes the cover that enables whisper campaigns. Number three, set norms for constructive dissent. Teams need disagreement, but sabotage is destructive dissent. Leaders can model healthy challenge, inviting critique in a structured ways, such as pre-mortems or devil's advocate roles, so dissent happens in the open, not in the shadows. And four, check your own triggers. Sometimes leaders feel tempted to sabotage subordinates who are outperforming them. Self-awareness and humility, remembering that prestige grows by elevating others, helps short-circuit envy-driven behaviors. And finally, definitely not an early strategy, but still not to be discounted. At times, escalate if needed. If sabotage is persistent and corrosive, it may warrant HR intervention or removal. Organizations cannot tolerate constant trust erosions because once trust is gone, productivity and engagement rarely returns. All right, high-level summary. If there's one thing I wanted to take away from this episode, it's this. The saboteur can appear as a boss, peer, or subordinate, but the effect is always the same. Trust corrodes. Shine light on the behavior, strengthen transparency, and model constructive challenge to keep sabotage from destroying your team. All right, this was it again for today. If this episode resonated, please subscribe, rate, and share with anyone in your network interested in leadership. And don't forget, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching a new online leadership academy this fall. It's packed with insights, tools, and frameworks to help you to become a more self-aware, adaptive leader. Keep an eye out. And lastly, if you want to know more, you can order my book. It shares the same title of this podcast, The Mammoth in the Room. It's a practical roadmap how great leaders and their teams embrace evolutionary truths for outstanding business results. And it does that in three sections, on people, on strategy, and on implementation. Until next time, lead wisely, think critically.